guys.
Yeah, it shows you have to get the discipline down. You got to make the passes, connect and get out of your zone. The team is going to wait and be opportunistic. They also had the good fortune or bad luck. I don't know how it's going to play out for them, but you know, they didn't play the other day. I think we can start to show our fatigue around the midpoint. They're a tough team to play against, and they certainly were going to make it so we weren't going to have the opportunity to come back and score as many goals as we did last time.
I watch you guys in practice, so I see what you're working on. I see you're working on things to help cut down the shots, cut down the opportunities. But so far, that work you guys have put in hasn't translated to the ice yet. How do you guys get that to happen for you?
Well, I mean, at least we're, a lot of teams are sneaking in the high guys, tough to cover, just sorting out, especially if you shift sides, and then it becomes center or winger, and there's some confusion there, and that's what we rely on as well. So, as long as we're pushing them a little bit higher into the slot and slowing the plays down, we can handle that kind of stuff. But, what it does is it keeps us chasing the puck around, so we have to come inside the block, and, they have guys to retrieve, so... I mean, that's what we're kind of seeing, and, it's just, the important thing is for us to just get control of the puck and make them come all the way down. I mean, that's why you can't play just in your D zone. I mean, that's what the good teams do. I mean, they're going to get the puck back, maybe, make you chase around a little bit, and they can outchange you a little bit, and then I just going to translate into, you're not going to have those same chances.
Do you feel like you're at the top of your game right now, and yourself, or pretty damn close?
It's getting better. I had a tough time early on. I think just regaining that ability to focus for a long period of time. I mean, 8 or 9 months. The only practice I had, focus was an hour of ice time, an hour and a half ice time. I tried to play games in my mind to build up to it, but nothing. It's nothing like having 18,000 people with expectations. And, your team with expectations, your organization, and that tests your ability to focus right there. It's nothing like NHL hockey to do that. So I thought early on I wasn't giving myself a pass, but I certainly could be better at holding my focus and doing what I want to do on the ice. And it's come back, I think, a little bit. And I'm doing the things I want to do on the ice, getting to the positions I want to get to, and hopefully it translates into more points for our team, but tonight it wasn't that.
Do you feel like you need to be almost flawless or spectacular for you guys to win?
No, I don't. I don't need to. I think you've already seen me. I let in 4 goals and we've won a few games. And,
looking at the last few, really, where you really played well. And if you don't, you guys are really in trouble.
There's stretches like that in the season. I don't want us to. Feel like we don't need to improve on anything, but I think our game, it's getting better. I mean, shots on goal isn't always a translation. I mean, I can stand in there and play some hockey too. We just got translated to getting puck back and getting some more opportunities and sharing the balance of the opportunities with that other team. Eventually we'll start taking that over, and that's what I would hope our goal is here. And my job in trying to learn the lesson and just stay out of my own head and stay out of the way here and just not worry about the other guys too much and worry about myself. And, like I said, I've been just trying to get my focus back to the point where I expect it to be. And, it's coming around. I have some work to do. And my game, I don't think it's as good as it can be. I think it could be a lot better. But it's encouraging that it's kind of coming around a little bit where things that I want to have happen are happening. I'm able to get to the spots on the ice I want to be. And, I'm incorporating some stuff I tried to learn from just watching a lot of hockey over the break. And, I think that, some of that's going to show up too.
Ryan, this team defensively, especially this weekend, really running around, really having a tough time clearing that zone and really kind of playing with fire. You've really kept them in it. What does this team, in your eyes, need to do in front of you to be better defensively in coverage and kind of just clearing the zone?
I think just communication. I think we have opportunities to clear the puck. We just have to support each other, talk. And the big thing is just stop, start, cover the middle. But like I said earlier, that becomes hard too, because you know, if they're going to take shots, they're going to miss the net, the odds are they're going to retrieve it if we're supporting the middle a lot more. So, you know, we'll find the balance between, you know, being a little bit too conservative and collapsing a lot, and somewhere where we can press these guys a little more. Maybe we need to just press more. I don't know.
Right. No, I think that's good. Right. Back. Thank you.